Good evening, everyone. I was just pausing for a moment, sitting up here, reflecting on friendship. Somehow Nikki's talk has memories bubbling up of dear ones that have come into my life, you know, however short, however long they've been a part of the life, and brought so much beauty. I brought a poem to share with you tonight, and it was given to me by a dear friend some many years ago. I playfully have given her the title of the poet laureate of my marriage. She sprinkles poetry into my life. She's one of these, she's a writer born into a family of writers. So she like really knows something about the craft. Anyway, she's got my number. Yeah, friendship. I'm really starting to feel the sweetness in the hall through the talk and the exercises, and it's like the air is starting to change just a little bit. So this is a poem called To Hold by a poet named Li Young Li. And the characters in the poem are a husband and a wife. I think in the context of a retreat, the reflection came to mind that some of the most powerful inner work that I've done has to do with bringing in close all the many parts of myself and saying, yes, you have a home here too. So sometimes when I read this poem, I think about these different beings. Like the youngest version of me or the shadow sides of me. You too get to be here. Let's do this together. So to hold. So we're dust. In the meantime, my wife and I make the bed. Holding opposite edges of the sheet, we raise it, billowing, then pull it tight, measuring by eye as it falls into alignment between us. We tug, fold, tuck. And if I'm lucky, she'll remember a recent dream and tell me. One day, we'll lie down and not get up. One day all we guard will be surrendered. Until then, we'll go on learning to recognize what we love and what it takes to tend what isn't for our having. So often, fear has led me to abandon what I know I must relinquish in time. But for the moment, I'll listen to her dream and she to mine, our mutual hearing calling more and more detail into the light of a joint and fragile keeping. Deep appreciation for your day of practice. Each evening at this 9 o'clock sit, one of the teaching team will come and offer a brief reflection. Maybe more important than that, just sit here in awe and appreciation of what you've done all day. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please take care of yourselves. If you have more energy, carry on. And if it's time to rest, please do. Either way, take care.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.